感谢你又赐给我们这样的下午。虽然我们外面的身体会疲倦，但是我们求你靠着你，求你用你复活的大能来托住我们每一位。我们知道这些话都是最要紧的话。
Very important word.
都是仇敌不要听的话。
And these are words that the evil ones don't want to hear.
我们求你靠着你的恩典，不管多么艰难，今天下午但愿你带领我们经过一个美好的下午。
And no matter how difficult, we pray that by your grace that you will lead us through this wonderful afternoon.
叫我们能听见你所要说的话。
That we may hear the words that you're going to speak to us.
靠着耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most lovely name.
Amen. Amen.我知道有的人会继续上来，但是不要紧，我们先开始交通一点。
So, as you wait for others to come up and we have some fellowship together.
我们读到第二章的时候，我们就晓得，这个那个时候，有几个博士从东方到耶路撒冷来。
And when we read Matthew chapter 2, we realize there are some wise men they came from the east.
他们大概是读了民数记的预言，有星要出于雅各，有杖要出于以色列。
And you know that the stars is going to come from Jacob, and they will be scepters from the Israelites.
所以他们观察星象，他们果然找了这颗星。
And so they as they observed the stars and they found this bright star.
就天文学家告诉我们，在主耶稣降生以前。
And so the astrologist tells us that before the birth of Christ,
的确有三颗星啊，在一条线上。
They were together. There were three stars in one alignment.
那一个一年以后呢，又在一条线上。
And so after a year, these three stars were again aligned.
所以这个星要出现两次的。
And so these stars is going to appear twice.
那么因为几个博士看见了神的话，也看见了那个星。
And because the wise men have realize the word of God, and they have also witnessed the star.
那么既然是讲的有杖出以色列，就表示犹太人的王诞生了。
And so we say with the scriptures that come from Israel, which means to say there will be the birth of the King of Jews.
那他一定是人类的救主。
And he must be the savior of the world.
所以他们就不远千里就到了耶路撒冷来。
And so they travel a long distance to Jerusalem.
他们的观念里面，如果犹太人的王降生，当然在耶路撒冷。
Of course, their concept is if there is a birth of the King of Jews, he must be in Jerusalem.
结果他们发现说，不光希律王没有准备好，所有的百姓都没有准备好。
And they realized that not only that King Herod, he was not ready, and even the people were caught by surprise.
他们圣经很熟。
They were very familiar with the Bible.
他们知道根据米迦书，主耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
And according to the book of Micah, they know that the Lord Jesus is going to give birth at Bethlehem.
那如果是弥赛亚，他们为什么不去朝拜他呢？
And so if he is the Messiah, why is it that they are not there to worship him?
所以你知道以色列国没有准备好。
And so we know, the Israelites they were not ready.
弥赛亚来了，但他们根本没有准备好。
And if the birth of the coming of the Messiah, they were not ready to receive him.
倒是博士们他们准备好了。
However, it was the wise men who were ready to receive.
这几个博士就代表我们这些所有信主的人，就带着黄金、乳香、没药。去朝拜我们的主。
And so it represents us who are the believers, and we came with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
那这个时候，主耶稣已经是小孩子，不是婴孩。
And so the Lord Jesus is no longer in his infancy, but he was a little child.
路加福音说是婴孩，但是到这里呢，就变成小孩了。
But according to Luke, he's still an infant, but here is a little child.
大概几个博士花了一年到两年的时间，他们终于。找到了主耶稣。
And so these wise men they spent about a year or two that they finally found located Jesus.
这是为什么后来希律啊，他要杀所有的男孩子的，他不说几个礼拜之内的。
And so that King Herod sent a decree to kill all the infants which were 2 years and below.
但是因为他不确定，所以他说两岁以内。
But because that he was not sure about the timing, that's why ordered 2 years and below.
所以大概几个博士走了一年到两年之间，大概花了那么多的时间才来到伯利恒。
And so the wise men in fact took about 1 to almost 2 years before they came to Bethlehem.
结果他们后来就 照着原路回去，就不再从原路回去。
And so they didn't take the same route when they returned.
那么希律就屠杀了所有两岁以内的男孩子。
And so Herod ordered that the infant, a child that will be below two, they were all killed.
但是主耶稣呢，却跟着他父母在这个以前已经逃到埃及去了。
But Jesus together with his parents, they have already escaped to Egypt.
他是犹太的王，为什么要逃难呢？
If he is the king of the Jews, why that he has to run away?
所以我们说过，他是按照大卫的模式来做王。
We know that he is more according to the mold of David to be king.
大卫的国度有隐藏的一部分，也有彰显的一部分。
We know the kingdom of David, there is one portion which is concealed and one portion which is manifest.
现在我们的主从埃及回来了。
And so our Lord now returned from Egypt.
圣经说，我从埃及招出我的儿子来。
And the Bible says that from Egypt I have called my son.
他就像当时以色列一样。
And it is just like the time of the Israelites.
结果就进到旷野。
And now he entered into the wilderness.
他回到拿撒勒。
And now he returned to the town of Nazareth.
在拿撒勒能出什么好东西呢？
Are there anything good from Nazareth?
因为拿撒勒的石头啊是 chalk, 是石灰岩的一种。
And we know that in Nazareth, the rock is actually one type of carpet, the chalk.
那因为是 chalk, 所以是白颜色的。
And so because it's chalk, so the color is white.
所以它那个泥土是白色的。
And so you know the earth, the soil is white.
这个白颜色是不会吸收光的。
And we know that white will not absorb light.
最好的土壤呢是咖啡色的。
And we know the coffee color is the best soil.
我们知道在加利利附近的泥土都是好泥土。
And we know that the soil around Galilee is fertile soil.
因为当初火山爆发以后，所以那个泥土都是火山喷出来的黑土。
And you know that it was after the eruption of the volcano that's why the soils are very fertile.
所以主耶稣讲四种的泥土，最好的就是这种的泥土。
And the fourth soil that the Lord mentioned, and this is the best.
这些泥土经过神工作的。
And this is after the work. This soil is after the work.
当火山爆发的时候。
After the eruption of the
volcano. 地震的时候。
After the earthquake.
本来没有加利利海，现在震出加利利海。
There was in the beginning there was no sea of Galilee. Now there is a sea of Galilee.
那个时候你不懂得眼泪是什么意思。
In the past you don't know what it meant by tears.
苦难是什么意思。
You don't know what are suffering.
现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
神借着这个环境为我们创造一个心。
Now, with the circumstances, the Lord has prepared us a heart.
因为那个四个土代表四颗四种不同的心。
You know, the four different types of soil represents four different types of heart.
现在种子很容易就进进来了。
We know, so it is easy for the seed to be planted.
而且长得很快的。
And they grow up very fast.
所有初熟的果子都是加利利附近的，都是加利利附近的土壤长出来的。
And we know that the fruit that matures are mostly come from the place near the Sea of Galilee.
但是拿撒勒不是。
But it was not
cold. 拿撒勒什么也不出产的。
There was nothing, no produce,
因为它的泥土根本是白颜色的。
And because the soil is white in color,
所以根本是把太阳光扔回去的。
And so they, because of the white, so they reflect the sunlight.
所以我们知道主回到拿撒勒。
And so we know that our Lord has returned to Nazareth.
而拿撒勒又能出什么好东西？
What could they produce from Nazareth?
所以当我们的主从埃及被召出来，他回到拿撒勒，其实是来到旷野。
And we know that when our Lord was called from Egypt and returned to Nazareth, in fact, he has entered into the wilderness.
结果在那里经过了三十年。
And so he stayed there for over 30 years.
圣经告诉我们，他是活在在生长在面前如嫩芽，又好像根出于干地。
And we know that he is just like a new bud that grows, and it is also like the root that comes from the dry ground.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见主的一生是三十三年半。
And we know that the entire life of our Lord Jesus is 33 and a half.
三十年是隐藏在神面前的。
And 30 years is concealed before the Lord.
从一个旷野到另外一个旷野。
And it is from one wilderness into another
wilderness. 他就叫你想起大卫。
Help us to recall David.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看圣灵并没有浪费他的笔墨。
And we know that the Holy Spirit has not wasted his time.
不过这个拿撒勒虽然 chalk 不能种，就不能种田。
And we know that though that Nazareth is not a place for them to grow crop.
但是这种石头有一个好处，可以铺路的。
But there is one advantage that these stones, these rocks can be used to narrow the road.
所以拿撒路好像一条路，让我们的主从那里经过的。
And so that's why it's just like a path to allow our Lord to pass through.
那现在他很快的就要出来传道了。
And very shortly that you will be out to preach.
很快的就要开始很快的开始进他的功用了。
And in a short while, you will be able to be useful to us.
那三十年呢，好像生命的水在它里面一直积蓄，一直积蓄。
For these 30 years, it's just like the water of life that has been accumulated in him.
然后神用水坝呢，在他身边把它堵住。
And there is a dam that God has withheld this power.
其实神可以用主，其实主二十岁神就可以用他了。
And of course, God can use him when he was at the age of 20.
但是为什么等三十年？
Why did God wait for 30 years?
这三十年里有没有浪费呢？
We say that those are the wasted years.
他听不见人的掌声。
He has not heard the clap from the applause from the man.
他也听不见人欢呼的声音。
He has not heard the rejoicing.
他所看见的乃是父神的笑容。
What he has seen are the smiles from the heavenly father.
弟兄姊妹，这就是第二章所给我们看见的。
This is the picture of chapter 2 of Matthew.
但第三章他就要出来了。
And we know that in chapter 3.About,
你看那个水坝一直堵堵堵堵，把你堵住。结果现在神把水坝一提起来。
And so, now God is ready to remove the dam in order for the water to flow through.
那生命的水像长江大河一样就涌流出来了。
And water of life is just like the river that was going to flow through.
那就是第三章的故事。
And this is the story of chapter 3.
不过当他出现以前，他有一个先锋。
And so before he appeared, he has a forerunner.
结果他在旷野里面。
And so, this forerunner is in the wilderness.
然后他说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”
He says, "The kingdom of heaven is here. You must repent."
那弟兄姊妹，这些听的人呢？他们都知道天国是什么。
Of course, those who have heard that they knew what is the kingdom of heaven.
因为约翰没有解释什么是天国。
Because John the Baptist did not explain the kingdom of heaven.
那么这些听的人，他们都知道但以理书第二章。
The audience knew about the background of Daniel chapter 2.
这个世界的国呢，有金银铜铁。
And the nation of the world, they have gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
金头代表巴比伦大帝国。
And the golden head represents the Babylonian Empire.
波斯代表波银代表银胸代表波斯大帝国。
You know, the silver breast represents the Persian Empire.
然后铜肚代表希腊大帝国。
And you know, the bronze belly represents the Greek Empire.
然后当时间往下走的时候，结果有了罗马大帝国。
And then we follow through, it came the Roman Empire.
两个腿代表一个东罗马帝国，一个西罗马帝国。
And the two legs, one represents the Eastern Roman Empire and the Western Roman Empire.
所以犹太人都知道这个预言的。
And so the Israelites, they knew about the prophecy.
都明白的。
They understood.
他们一直注意看。
But they were paying attention.
如果到了世界的末了，
when it comes to the end of the world,
那么应该这个大象就到他脚的时候。
Of course, the situation will be when it arrives at the feet of the.
结果一块大的石头就砸在那个脚底下，脚下。
There was a big rock and it smashed upon the lake.
结果就把金银铜铁砸得粉碎。
And gold, silver, bronze, and iron, they were completely charred.
换一句话说，这个世上的国完全被粉碎了。
The nations of the world were completely destroyed.
那开始另外一个国家。
And the emergence of a new.
那就是那个石头充满整个天下所代表的国。
And that rock that fills the world that represents the world.
那你怎么解释这个国呢？
And so how do we explain this kingdom?
但以理书就解释了。
And this is the explanation of Daniel.
他天上的神。
The God in heaven,
要另外立一个国
that he is going to establish a new kingdom.
另外的国是世上的国
and this kingdom is the kingdom of the world.
这个国不一样
it is different.
这个国是天上的神
and this kingdom is the God in heaven.
他建立的国度
it is the kingdom it was established by him.
所以从此由犹太人说这就是天国了
and from now onwards, the Israelites call it the kingdom of heaven.
这个石头代表弥赛亚
and you know this rock represents the Messiah.
所以他们知道他们的荣耀在将来
and we know they knew that they know that their glory will be in the future.
你知道啊，在人类历史里面有两种人
we know that in the human history there are two categories of people.
一种就是希腊人和罗马人所代表的。
And that one is represented by the Greek and the Roman.
你讲的希腊，讲的罗马。
The moment you talk about the Greek and the Roman,
他们的荣耀在过去。
And and their glory is in,
was in past.
In the past.
你每次到博物馆去，你每次读历史，你看见他们辉煌的历史都在过去。
And we know that if you read history and you go to the museum, you know their golden ages are in the past.
但另外两种人，两班人。
And there were two groups of people.
一般是以色列人，一般是教会。
One is the Israelites and one is the church.
他们的荣耀不在过去。
And their glory is not in the past.
他们的荣耀是在将来。
Because their glory is in the future.
所以以色列人他们等那一天来到。
And so the Israelites, they were waiting for the day to come.
弥赛亚就像石头一样就把他们砸碎了。
And we know the Messiah is just like a rock that smashed them up completely.
然后神就做王了。
And then God will be reigned.
然后他们就进到永生里面去
了。And then they will enter into eternity.
所以你不要解释，大家都知道天国是什么。
So we did not have to explain. Everyone knows what is the kingdom of heaven.
所以现在他就传悔改的道。
And now he is preaching the way of repentance.
所以他说现在斧头已经放在树根上了，防不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Now the axe is at the tree root. Those who do not bear fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire.
谁是树呢？
Who represents the
这个树代表什么呢？
What does the tree represent?
这个树代表亚当的国。
It represents the kingdom of Adam.
也代表以色列的国。
It also represents the kingdom of Israel.
那这个树是往地上扎根的。
We know that trees are rooted down.
你看见神创造亚当。
We know that when God created
神创造以色列。
When God established Israel,
是把这个地给他们的。
He has given them the earth.
所以他们像树一样。
So they are like trees.
他们扎根在地上。
And their trees are rooted downward.
但是斧头已经在树根上了。不结好果子的树要砍下来丢到火里面。所以你们要赶快要悔改。
And so you must repent.
但是很有意思。
It's very wonderful.
这里约翰想了两件事情他自己不懂得的。
And there are two things that John has mentioned, but he himself didn't understand.
圣灵感动他，他就讲了。
And he was moved by the Spirit, and he brings forth the word.
他说不要心里自己说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖先，我祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙。
And you don't think to say that to yourself that we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise children to Abraham from this stone.
这句话他自己不懂。
These words he could easily understand.
但有一件是真的。
But there's something that is true.
你们不要不悔改哦。
You must repent.
你们不要说亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗哦。
Claim that Abraham is my forefather.
我们的神能从这些石头里面给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Because our God is able to raise up children from this rock.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
你读二十一章马太二十一章。
If you were to read Matthew 21,
主告诉我们，他就是匠人所弃的那个绊脚石。
He is the cornerstone that man has rejected.
然后他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他这个石头如果砸在谁的身上，要把它砸得稀烂。
If ever the stone will fall upon a person, it will.We will crush them completely.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
他就是但以理书第二章那个大石头。
And he represents the stone that is mentioned in.
他就是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
这个弥赛亚，这个砸在那个石头上，砸在那个脚上，就把它砸得稀烂。
And the Messiah is going to crush on the feet and will completely destroy it.
他就是那个石头。
He represents the stone.
现在从这一块石头里面，神要兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙来。
And from the feet of God, God is going to raise up the children of Abraham.
弟兄姊妹。他是活石磐石。
He is the living stone.
我们也都是 living stones, 都是一些活石。
All of us are the living stones.
现在明白了吗？结果从这个石头里面要兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And upon this rock, they are going to raise up the children of Abraham.
所以你知道在谁呀、啊？在约翰的观念里面，讲到这个地，讲到将来天国的时候，他讲天国近，他只想到属地的部分。
And when John the Baptist mentioned that the kingdom of heaven there, he could only relate to things that happening on earth.
但是在这里他讲了一句话，他自己不明白。
There's one statement that he made that he couldn't understand.
但是我们懂得。
But we understood.
那就指着亚伯拉罕属天的子孙来说。
And that is referring to the children of Abraham.
那什么意思呢？就是在天国里面。
And so that in the heavenly kingdom,
那不光是有亚伯拉罕天然的子孙，
not only that the Abraham has his own descendants,
也有亚伯拉罕超然的子孙，就是天上 supernatural.
And that Abraham has this supernatural descendants.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看很清楚的。
And it's very clear.
这个国度有属天的，有属地的。
And so this kingdom they have the heavenly compartment as well as the earthly compartment.
那他又讲了一句话，他自己不懂的。
And he made another statement he couldn't understand himself.
他前面讲树，后面讲麦子。
And before that he talked about the trees and the end, he talks about the wheat.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死掉，就仍旧是一粒。
If this grain of wheat not die on the ground, it will still be a.
所以麦子的生命是基督的生命。
And so the life of the wheat is the life of Christ.
我们得救以后，
after we are saved,
根据主的话，
according to God,
他就把我们这些天国之子把种到地上来了。
And he has planted us the sons of God onto the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？ 在这里，就是麦子所代表，是指的基督徒来说的。
And the wheat represents the Christians.
所以很清楚的， 在天国里面有树有麦子。
And we know that in the kingdom of heaven, there is a trees as well as wheat.
有亚伯拉罕地上的子孙。
They have the descendants of Abraham.
但也有亚伯拉罕天上的子孙。
They also are Abraham's descendants in heaven.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Won't you marvel at that?
好，更重要的， 我们的主在这时候终于出现了。
Now this is the emergence and appearance of our Lord Jesus.
圣经说主耶稣就来到了约旦河。
And now our Lord has come to River Jordan.
那等一等，他要从水里上来。
And wait a moment, he is going to come out from the water.
我们要问为什么主耶稣要从水里上来呢？
Why did he need to come out from the water?
你看现在清楚了，什么叫天国呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
这个约翰是传天国。
And we know that John the Baptist preached the kingdom of heaven.
现在我们的主来到约旦还要表演天国。
And now our Lord Jesus is going to demonstrate what is the kingdom of heaven.
到底天国是怎么一回事？
And what is this kingdom of heaven?
他为什么要受浸呢？
Why did he need to be baptized?
他为什么要到约旦河里从里面再上来？
Why did he need to go into the water of River Jordan and to come out from the water?
这是主耶稣工作的开始。
And this is the beginning of his work.
他第一个工作，
This is his first assignment.
就到约旦河， 第一件事情，
the first,
要从约旦河上来。
Rise up from the River Jordan.
你说这个什么意思啊？
What does this signify?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你的耶稣什么意思呢？
Do you know the meaning of Jesus?
耶稣就是约书亚的意思。
And Jesus means Joshua.
约书亚是希伯来文。
And we know that Joshua is in Hebrew.
耶稣是希腊文。
And we know that Jesus is in Greek.
想想看， 当主耶稣从水里上来的时候，
And when the Lord came out from the water,
耶稣就是约书亚， 约书亚就是耶稣。
Jesus is Joshua, Joshua is Jesus.
所以现在这些所有的以色列人， 他们忽然想起来了，
And so the Israel, they finally realized,
好几千年前，
Many thousand years ago,
你记不记得他们在约书亚的率领底下，
They were under the command of Joshua.
他们过了约旦河，
They passed through River Jordan.
结果约书亚从约旦河上来，
And Joshua came out from the River Jordan.
这什么意思，弟兄姊妹？
What is it? What does it mean?
为什么摩西不上来？
Why is it that it's not Moses?
摩西代表律法。
Because Moses represents the law.
律法不能带领你进入国度的。
Because law cannot lead you into the kingdom.
旷野是漂流的时候。
And we know that wilderness is where you are.
到了，过了约旦河， 到了迦南美地。
And we know that after passing through the river Jordan,
这就是他们安息的时候。 安息的时候， 有一天圣殿要建起来。
One day the spirit will descend.
有一天大卫的宝座。
We know that one day you have the king of the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹， 你过了约旦河， 进到迦南就是进天国的。
We know that when you pass the river Jordan, you enter into a promised land, you are entering into the kingdom.
所以主耶稣， 你要进天国。
And so Jesus must enter into the kingdom.
要努力的进天国。
You have to labor in order to enter.
我们还在旷野。
We are still in wilderness.
但是有一天呢， 我们过了约旦河， 我们就进到天国了。
We pass through River Jordan, you will enter into the heaven.
那现在请记得， 当初是谁把以色列人带去的？
And who at that time lead the Israelites?
当约书亚从河里上来的时候，
When Joshua emerged from the river,
他带领这些以色列人进到迦南美地。
He led all the Israelites in, enter into the promised land.
要承受产业，
To inherit the land,
也要承受神的国。
And inherit God's kingdom.
你明白吗？ 现在你清楚了，
So we are clear now.
他们终于进到天国里面来。
Now finally they have entered into the kingdom.
现在要懂得，
And then we now,
这不过是图画。
And we know it's only a picture.
你想想看， 当主耶稣从约旦河上来的时候，
Can you imagine when the Lord Jesus emerged from the river?
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他上来不就是耶稣亚上来了？
When he emerges, the thing that is also Joshua.
所以难怪主耶稣工作从这里开始的。
No wonder that he worked began here.
他不光要拯救我们，
Not only that he's going to save us,
他要把天堂带给我们，
He's going to bring heaven to us,
把国度带给我们，
He's going to bring us a kingdom.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
现在你清楚了，
So we are clear now.
他从约旦， 河上来，
那么 when he comes up from the river Jordan,
就告诉我们说他就是约书亚。
He tells us that he is Joshua.
约书亚怎样带领以色列人进入丰满的境地
？And how does God, Joshua bring these people into the land of abundance?
现在主耶稣也把我们带到这个国度来。
And now the Lord Jesus is going to bring us into this kingdom.
那什么国度
？And what is this kingdom?
就前面讲的天国。
And this is what is mentioned.
那么你怎么给天国下定义呢
？And how do we give a definition?
到底什么叫天国呢
？So what is this kingdom of heaven?
所以主耶稣一从河里上来。
So the moment when Jesus came up from the river Jordan,
圣经怎么说
？What did the Bible say?
天忽然为他开了。
The heavens were opened to him.
弟兄姊
妹，
请记得，在这个以前天没有开过的。
Before that, the heavens had never opened.
因着人犯罪的缘故
，Because man has sinned,
天就像铜像铁一样。
The heaven is just like bronze and iron.
那个天从来没有开过。
The heavens were never opened.
哦，你说不对。我读这个，你说我们读这个以西结书的时候，
when you read the book of Ezekiel,
明明天开了
，they mentioned the heavens were open.
结果以西结看见神荣耀的形象
，and then Ezekiel has witnessed the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹。
The image of God.
天有三层天
and we know that the heavens are three layers.
那是天开了，是空气的天开了。
And that is where the heavens where the part of the air was opened.
但第三层天没有开。
And the third heavens were not opened.
一个罪人从来没有个天为他开的。
And the heavens were never open for any sinner.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？人堕落犯罪以后
，when man fallen and have sinned,
天根本关起来了。
And the heavens were completely.
你不可能看见神。
You can never see God.
天从来不为你开的。
The heaven will never open for you.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里有一个人。
But here there's one person.
天为他开了。
The heavens were open for
you. 你觉得稀奇不稀奇？
Don't you marvel at that?
在旧约，以色列看见天开了。
Of course, Ezekiel witnessed the opening of the heavens.
他只看见神荣耀的形象。
He only see the image of the glorious God.
不是神的形象。
It's not the image of God.
是不能对比，不是神的荣耀。
It's not God's glory.
是神荣耀的形象。
It's the image of God's glory.
你懂吗？但是现在不一样了。自从那次天开了以后，是谁叫天开的？是主耶稣，这个天是为了主耶稣开的。
And the heavens were open because of the Lord Jesus.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你记不记得谁的故事？你记不记得这个谁？斯提凡的故事。
Do you remember the story of Stephen?
斯蒂凡寻道以前
，and before Stephen was martyred,
他说我看见天开了。
He saw that the heavens were opened.
我看见了神的荣耀。
He said that I have witnessed the glory of God.
这句话保罗听见了不得了啊。
And this is something that Paul couldn't take it.
保罗是个拉比，是 rabbi.
And know that Paul is a rabbi.
保罗是圣经学者。
Paul is a Bible scholar.
保罗读以西结书的时候
，and when Paul read Ezekiel,
他看见神荣耀的形象。
He read about the image of God.
没人看见过神的荣耀。
Nobody has witnessed the glory of God.
现在完全叫他跌破眼镜。
And now that
so surprised,
he was totally surprised.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他从来没有想，保罗从来没有想到。如果斯蒂凡是罪人，他怎么看见神的荣耀
？How could Stephen a sinner? How could he witness the opening of the heavens?
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
主来到地上
，When the Lord comes to this earth，
天就开了
，The heavens open for
us。而且斯蒂凡看到什么？斯蒂凡是看到我们的主在父神的右边。
And Stephen has seen that our Lord is actually seated at the right hand of God.
那个天是第三层天。
And that heaven is referred to the third heaven.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白。
So we understand now.
什么叫做天国
？What does it mean by the?
如果是天国的话，你看见天开了。
If it is the kingdom of heaven, you will be able to witness the opening.
现在天可以掌权。
That we know that now heaven can reign.
我们的主无论到哪里，把天堂就带到哪里。
Wherever our God, our Lord is, He will bring heaven to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你清楚吗
？So we are clear now.
所以什么叫天国呢
？So what is the kingdom of heaven?
第一，天国天是开了的。
First of all, the kingdom of heaven refers to an open heaven.
如果不是主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上
，and it is not because our Lord has crucified for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见说天像铜一样，像铁一样
，and you know the heaven is like the bronze and iron.
因着主耶稣的工作
，and because of the work of the Lord,
现在我们可以一直活在敞开的天底下
，and now we can continue to live under this open heaven.
你常常能看见父神的笑容
，that very often. open, you can see the smile of the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？约书亚上来了。
You see the emergence of Joshua.
我们问约书亚。
And we ask Joshua.
这个国度是什么国度
？What is this kingdom?
好了，主耶稣真的约书亚。
And you know that Jesus is truly Joshua.
那么现在他从约旦河上来了。
And now that he has came out from the river.
他要带领他的百姓进到国度里面。
He's going to bring his subject to enter into the kingdom.
这就是那个天国。
And that is the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？使约翰只说是看见地上的。
What John Baptist has seen is only below.
但是我们主给我们看见。
But our Lord has caused.
在神的心意里面。
In God's heart.
天国最重要的乃是天开。
We know that the importance of the kingdom of heaven is the open heaven.
弟兄姊妹，天为着天国的王开了。
The heavens were open for the king of the heavens.
不光这样。
Not only that.
圣灵降下来像鸽子一样。
And the spirit of God descended like a dove.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个国度不是政治性的，
and this is not political.
也不是犹太的，
and this is not belong to the Jewish.
不是的，
no.
这个国度是 universal 的，
and this kingdom is a universal.
是个宇宙性的，
and this is a universal.
而且这个国度是属灵的，
and this kingdom is spiritual.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？我们很清楚了。
And so we are very clear now, brothers.
在这里，主把那个国度告诉我们。
And from here, the God has revealed His kingdom to us.
不要忘记，还有一点。
There's one more.
天上有声音说。
And there is a voice from heaven.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well.
这个国度是谁的国度？
Which kingdom belongs to?
是爱子的国度。
This is the kingdom of His beloved.
现在保罗懂了。
Now Paul understood.
我们本来是在黑暗的权势。
Yes, we were under the dominion of the darkness.
我们被迁到爱子的国度。
Now we are brought into the kingdom of the beloved son.
明白吗？你读到第三章的时候，
When we come to chapter three,
很清楚，很清楚给我们。
Very clear to us.
天国近了。
Now, kingdom of heaven.
你们应当要悔改。
You need to repent.
为什么？
Why?
因为天国的王近了。
Because the king of heaven is near.
结果我们主果然来了。
Of course, our Lord has come.
但他先表演给我们看。
And this is what he's going to demonstrate to us.
到底约翰所说的天国是什么天国呢？
And so what John has said, what?Kind of kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是奥秘。
Because the kingdom is the kingdom.
所以约翰是看见属地，没有看见属天的。
Because what John has been learned is the kingdom that belongs to the earth.
现在是我们的主把那个奥秘解开了。
So the Lord has revealed this mystical mystery to us.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
什么叫天国呢？
So what is the kingdom of heaven?
天开了。
Heaven.
什么叫天国呢？
What does it mean by?
它是属灵的。
Because it's spiritual.
什么是天国呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
它是爱子的国度。
This is the kingdom of His beloved Son.
到了第四章。
When you come to chapter four.
结果圣灵就把他引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And so the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the evil one.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这个试探里面。
In this temptation,
我们觉得最重要的一点是这样，跟国度有关系的。
And something that is very important, which is closely related to the kingdom,
就是魔鬼把我们的主带到一个最高的山上。
And the devils have brought him up into the pinnacles of the temple.
他就是世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。
He says, "He has shown him the world and the splendid glory of the world."
他说你只要拜一拜就可以。
He says that you only have to worship me.
你拜一拜，万国和万国荣华都是你的。
If you worship me.The nations and the splendors of the nations will be given to you.
我们说过，主没有说你胡说，你乱想，没有，主没有说。
Our Lord did not deny that. Did not say that he is utterly rubbish.
主知道今天的万国是握在握着恶者的手下。
True, our Lord knows that now the nations today is in the hands of the.
他怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
撒旦退去吧。
Get thee behind me, Satan.
他拒绝接受撒旦的 offer.
He refused to accept the offer.
我们已经讲过了。
Have you mentioned?
有一天。
One day.
等到世上的国成为我主和我主基督的国的时候，
and when the nations of the world is going to become the our Lord and our God's kingdom，
这是启示录里的话，对不对？
And this is the word in Revelation。
在那个时候不要忘记，
at that time，
他是从父神的手里接过这些万国来。
He is going to inherit, he's going to inherit this kingdom from the heavenly。
那结果他就要登做王，
and he is going to be ascended to the throne。
那不要忘记，那个世上的国。
And that nation of the world,
成为我主和我主基督的国，
it becomes our Lord and of the Christ kingdom.
一部分是弥赛亚国，
one portion is the kingdom of Messiah.
还有一部分就是从创世以来为我们所预备的国。
And there's another kingdom that is prepared for us from the foundation of the world.
什么意思？
What the
fact? 那就是亚当的国。
And that refers to the kingdom of Adam.
我想是很清楚，很清楚的。
I think this is very clear.
你看见吗？那不光这样。
not only this.
你知道，如果这一次主就接受了万国的荣华。
What happens if our Lord was received this glorious offer by?
换句话说，他就越过了十字架 ，bypass 十字架。
And it means that he will bypass the Calvary cross.
不要忘记，他的国度是先卑微后升高。
You know that kingdom is start is to be humble in order to be exalted.
先是十字架，才是冠冕。
Cross will come first before the crown.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白、
so、
我们的主的国度是个怎么样的国度。
And what is this kingdom of our Lord Jesus?
好了，到现在是施洗约翰说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And、so this is what you said by John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You must repent.
那么你读到十七节的时候，
And so when we come to verse 17,
结果主耶稣自己传递到来。
And the Lord Jesus himself preach the word.
天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们想主是不是讲错了？
Did our Lord make any mistake?
主应该说天国到了。
He should have said the kingdom is here.
因为天国的王已经到了。
Because the kingdom is already here.
那为什么还是未来还没有来呢？
Why that it is still not at hand?
那你读下面就很清楚了。
And read the next verse and it's very clear.
主耶稣呼召西门和安德烈。
And we know that the Lord has called Simon and Andrew.
主耶稣也呼召约翰跟约翰这个约翰跟雅各。
And he has called John and Jacob.
哦，现在你懂，现在你懂了。
And so we understand.
你的原因在哪里吗？
And we know the
很清楚的。
Very clear.
虽然天国的王来到了。
Although there is the arrival of the King of the Heavens.
但天国的百姓还没有。
But the subject, there was no subject.
那弟兄姊妹他要预备百姓。
And so he has to prepare the subject.
所以弟兄姊妹下面他怎么做呢？
And so what did he do?
他就呼叫门徒。
And so he called his disciples.
这些跟随他的门徒。
And these disciples who followed him.
就像那些大卫跟随大卫的一样。
It is exactly like those followers who followed him.
从一个旷野到另外一个旷野。
They have to move from one wilderness into another wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，这个时候的天国是隐藏的天国。
And we know that the at this period, the kingdom of heaven is concealed.
It's a kingdom in mission.
In mystery.
所以不是 kingdom in manifestation, 不是的。
And so this is not a kingdom in manifestation.
那天是的。
And at that day, yes.
那天十二个门徒要和主一同坐在宝座上。
And that day, that these 12 disciples will be seated and reign together with our Lord.
现在神主预备他的百姓。
Now the Lord is preparing his subject.
这些人就像大卫跟随大卫的人一样。
People just like the followers of David.
到了第五章的时候，
When it comes to chapter 5,
你知道那时候其实已经很多很多，其实很多门徒不光是使徒，十二个使徒。
And you know that at this point of time, not only the disciples, that he has many followers.
结果他看见很多人跟随他。
And so he has seen this great multitude.
弟兄姊妹，这个 multitude 和 disciples,
the multitude and the disciples,
一个是群众。一个是门徒。
And we know that this one is a group of crowd, a multitude.
有许多的群众。
And they are the great multitude.
但是我们的主预备他的百姓。
But our Lord is preparing his subject.
那就是跟随他的门徒。
And those are the disciples who follow him.
所以现在圣经把 multitude 跟 disciple 打分开了。
And so there is a separation between the multitude and the disciples.
主耶稣看见这许多人。
And when Jesus saw this multitude,
他上了山了。
He has gone up to the mountain.
他离开群众。
He has separated himself from the crowd.
弟兄姊妹，他不是来为了群众吗？
His purpose here is for these people.
他离开群众，目的为了回到群众。
He has separated himself from the multitude in order to return to them.
那原因在哪里呢？他到了山上，结果门徒们就到他的跟前来。
And so when he ascended to the mountain, and the disciples followed,
他就开口教训他们。
And so he opened his mouth and he taught them.
那这个时候，他告诉他们说，天国是怎么一回事。
And now he tells them what is indeed the kingdom of heaven.
天国的性质是个什么样的性质？
What are the characteristics of the kingdom of heaven?
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
一开始就告诉我们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And so it begins to bless. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以在天国里的人什么样的人？
And so who are the people? What sort of people are in the kingdom of heaven?
虚心是邻里贫穷的人。
And those are poor in spirit are those who are their qualities in the spirit,
也是哀痛的人,
but those are the people who mourn too.
也是温柔的人,
they are those who are meek,
饥渴慕义的人,
those who are hungry,
连续人的人,
but they are also those who have mercy, who are merciful,
清新的人,
those who are pure in heart.
现在你懂了,
and so we understand.
如果在天国里面,
and so if you are in the kingdom,
主呼召我们做他的门徒,
when God has called us to be his disciples,
主要我们成为天国的国民,
and he wants us to be the subject of the kingdom.
那么怎么样能做国度的子民?
And how are we going to become the subject of this?
现在我们的主把他价值观告诉我们了。
Now the Lord has revealed the value system to us.
弟兄姊妹, 最穷的人是最富有的。
The poorest is the richest.
最痛苦的人是最快乐的。
Those who suffer the most are those who rejoice.
最温柔的人是最刚强的。
And the meek are the strongest.
最虚空的人是最饱足的。
And then those who are hunger are those who are filled.
最清新的好像什么都看不见, 结果看见什么呢?
And those who are pure in heart, they will be able to see God.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们的主把这个告诉门徒的时候,
when the Lord revealed this to his disciples,
现在给门徒看见什么?
And so the disciples see,
天国原来是倒影的国度,
and we know that this kingdom of heaven in fact is inverted.
它的价值完全倒过来的,
and so the value system is upside down.
世界上的人巴不得每一个人都是富有的,
that in this world all of us are strive to be wealthy.
在这个国度里面, 巴不得每一个人都是贫穷。
And in this kingdom, everybody strive to be poor.
当我们越谦卑的时候,
the more we are humble.
当你一步一步的卑微的时候,
and we have lowered ourselves.
结果没有想到我们刚好是一步一步上升。
And we cannot imagine, in fact, we are actually moving step by step.
我们说过了, 在这个国度里面,
and so we have mentioned in this
kingdom, 你喝的饮料和世界的饮料不一样。
And the beverages that we have in this world is different from
今天这个世界你喝 7 up.
And in this world, we like to drink 7 up.
这是这个世界的饮料。
And this is the beverages of this
但天国里面饮料是 7 down.
But the beverages in the kingdom of heaven is 7 down.
这是证明什么?
And what does
证明整个的世界是 upside down.
That shows us that this world is upside down.
这第一节到第十二节,
that covers from verse 1 to verse
12. 第十三节,
verse 13.
你们是世上的盐,
you are the salt of the earth.
十四节, 你们是世上的光。
40, you are the light of the world.
弟兄姊妹, 不要忘记, 神当初呼召以色列人,
they that when God called the Israelites,
神要他们做世上的盐,
God wants them to be the salt of the earth.
因为当这个世界腐败的时候,
when this earth are split into corruption,
你知道那个时候没有冰箱的,
and we know at that time there is no refrigeration,
是一个什么东西能够抗拒腐败呢?
And what is the thing that they can use to preserve the food?
这是以色列人的使命,
and that is the mission of the Israelites.
当大家拜偶像的时候,
when the rest are worshipping the idol,
神借着以色列做见证,
God wants to use the Israelites to be his testimony.
到处都是 corruption,
and we know that there's fear.
以色列人应该做盐的，以色列应该做光的，但是弟兄姊妹，你看见以色列失败，其实主耶稣已经降生了，他们有圣经的知识，他们知道说救主要降生在伯利恒，他们根本就没有准备好。
The Savior is going to be born in Bethlehem.
但他们根本就没有准备好。But
they were not ready.
所以请记得, 现在你看见神兴起了一般的人,
and now Lord has raised up a group of people.
这一般是从石头里面兴起来的,
and these group of people are raised up from the rock.
神把见证的责任就放在我们的身上,
Lord has entrusted them with the testimony.
我们做世上的盐, 我们也要做什么的, 做世上的光.
We need to be the salt of the earth, we need to be the light of the earth.
那么弟兄姊妹讲到这里的时候, 我要请弟兄们记得一件事。这个天国或者说属天的国和以色列国是完全不一样。我们的主完全从一个石头里面兴起另外一般子孙来。
This is from the rock that our God has raised up another group of descendants.
现在主耶稣是新酒。
And we know that our Lord is the new wine.
新酒要装在新皮袋里。
And we know the new wine has to put in the new wine bag.
旧约是旧酒。
And we know the Old Testament is the old wine.
而整个犹太教就是那个旧皮带。
And we know that the entire Judaism is the old wine.
以色列国就是那个旧皮带。
And we know that the kingdom of Israel is that old wine bag.
所以神要在这个丝绸里面兴起他的子孙来。
So God is going to raise up a group of children from this flock.
所以现在的约不是旧约乃是新约。
And so this covenant is not the old covenant, but the new covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，有一件是很稀奇的。
Something that is very wonderful.
你如果读马太福音的话。
If you were to read Matthew,
你发现马太，你怎么明白马太福音呢？
How do we understand the gospel?
两句话可以明白的。
Two sentences.
看啊，有一个人比所罗门更大。
Behold, there's one that's greater than Solomon.
因为南方的女王要听所罗门的智慧话。
Because the queen of the south is going to listen to the wise word of Solomon.
看啊，这里有一个人比约拿更大。
And behold, there's one that's greater than Jonah.
那我请大家记得。从马太第一章到第二十五章讲什么？
From Matthew chapter 1 to 25, what does the gospel say?
看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
There's one, behold, there's one that's greater than Solomon.
因为从第一章到二十五章都是所罗门的智慧话。
Well, we know that from chapter 1 to 25 is actually the wisdom of Solomon.
我们主说话了。
And our Lord has opened his mouth.
就是真所罗门说话了。
And this is the true Solomon who is speaking.
26章到28章
26 to 28
看啊，有一个人比约拿更大。
Behold, there's one that is greater than Jonah.
约拿三天三夜在地里面。
We know that Jonah was
不在鱼肚子里面。
In the belly of the fish.
结果主耶稣也是三天三夜在地里面。
And we know our Lord Jesus was in the earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
不是为我们死。
Not only that, he
也为我们复活。
That he also has resurrected for us.
好了，既然神说话了。
And now the Lord has opened.
既然主说话了。
Now the Lord has opened his mouth.
不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
是神的儿子说话。
And now that it is the one that speaks now is the Son of God.
第一章到二十五章都是神的儿子说话。
And we know that chapter 1 to 28 is the voice of the Son of God.
这是新约。
This is the new.
马太福音一开始。
The beginning of Matthew.
神的儿子就说话了。
And the voice of the Son of God.
这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Behold, this one that is greater than Solomon.
那么你注意这二十五章。
And so we pay attention to 25.
你仔细读。
If you were to read.
我们的主说了五段的话。
Our Lord has actually spoken five portions of.
第一段是五章、六章跟七章。
The first portion of his word is from five.6 and 7.
然后二十八节，第七章二十八节。
And chapter 7, verse
8. 耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训。
And Jesus answered these things, the people were astonished at his teaching.
这是第一段。
This is the first portion.
第十章。
Verse 10.
主耶稣又讲了一段的话。
And the Lord has given an encounter, another account of his.
然后第十一章第一节。
11 chapter 1.
耶稣吩咐完了十二个门徒就离开那里。
And when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there.
所以第十章也是主说的话。
And so chapter 10 is also the word of the Lord.
现在圣灵说他讲完了。
And so the Holy Spirit tells us that he has finished.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
又是一段很重要的话。
And there's another portion of very important teaching.
等到第读到第十三章五十三节。
And then when we come to 53 verse of chapter 13.
耶稣说完了这些比喻就离开那里。
And when Jesus finished his parables, he departed from there.
他讲了第三段的话。
This is the third passage.
好，我们现在如果读第第十六章跟一直跟第十八章。
If you read chapter 16 and chapter 18,
这里我们的主又讲了一段的话。
Now our Lord has gave another teaching.
然后你看十九章第一节。
Chapter 19 verse 1.
耶稣说完了这些话就离开加利利。
And when Jesus finished his saying that he departed from Galilee.
一共四段，明白吗？
Now we have come to four portions.
然后二十四章、二十五章。
24, 25.
这里主耶稣所讲的第五段的话。第二十六章第一节。
26 verse 1.
耶稣说完了这一切的话。
When Jesus has finished all these things,
你注意了啊，这句话什么意思？
What does it mean?
不光是主耶稣讲完了第五段的话。
Not only that he finished the fifth portion of this teaching.
整个第一段到第五段通通讲完了。
So he has completed first the fifth.
所以第一章到第二十五章。
From the first chapter to the fifth.
看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Behold, there's one that's greater than Solomon.
弟兄姊妹，
这
什么意思？
What does that mean?
你和旧约比较。
And so if you do a comparison to the New Old Testament,
你读创世纪，
when you read Genesis,
出埃及记，
you talk about Exodus,
利未记，
you talk about Leviticus,
民数记，
you talk about Numbers,
然后申命记，
you talk about Deuteronomy,
有五卷的书，
that the five books,
神说话了，
and God has spoken,
神说了五卷的话，
God has spoken five portions of words,
这五卷的话是借着摩西说的，
and these words were through the mouth of Moses,
摩西是撒拉仆人。
And Moses is his servant.
结果就开始了旧约。
And so that is the beginning of the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？以色列人为什么和律法发生关系？
Why the Israel is so closely related with the law?
因为神借着他的仆人摩西说了五段的话。
Because God has used his servant Moses and he has spoken five portions.
把他的心意告诉我们。
And to reveal his heart to them.
然后以色列人在旷野就变成了神的国度。
And we know that the Israelites in the wilderness they have turned into nations.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的国，一点问题都没有的。
There's no question about that is God's.
但是到了马太福音，
When you come to Matthew,
你看见没有？我们的主从水里上来，
Our Lord has emerged from the water.
他带领我们进入天这一个国度。
And so he's now leading us into his kingdom.
但是不要忘记，
Let's not forget.
现在不是神借着他的仆人说话。
Now God is not longer using his servant.
神是借着他儿子来说话。
Now God has used his beloved son to speak to us.
神借着摩西说了五段的话。
But we know that God has used Moses to speak.
神借着我们的主也讲了五段的话。
And through our Lord, God has used him to speak to us.
所以在马太第五章里面。
And so when you come to Matthew chapter
你看见主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
你们听见吩咐有古人的话说。那这是第五章第二十一节。
That is in that you have heard that it was said to those of old.
这个话怎么？下面说不可杀人。
You shall not murder.
这个话谁说的？
Who said this?
这个话当然是摩西说的嘛。
These are the words of Moses.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？但是下面二十二节都这么说。
But in verse 32,
只是我告诉你们。
But I say to you,
弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿子在这说话。
This is the word of the Son of Man.
所以我们要明白呀。
So we need to understand.
神借着摩西的国父，借着摩西的话说了一些话。
And God has used Moses. He has spoken some words.
那些话就变成了以色列国的律法。
And these words have turned into the law of Israel.
那现在神圣灵借着我们的主说了五段的话。
And so through the Holy Spirit, God has used Jesus to speak.
这五段话就变成天国的律法。
And you know that these five portions of words have now become the laws of the kingdom of heaven.
不要忘记。今天我们不在恩典之下，我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
We are not under the dominance of the law. We are under the grace.
我们不是无法无天的。
It doesn't mean that we are lawless.
我们不是在摩西的律法之下。
We are not under the law of Moses.
带着我们在基督的律法之下。
But we are under the law of Christ.
马太五章、六章、七章。
Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
现在你清楚了。
Now we are clear.
我们不再活在摩西律法底下。
We are no longer live under the law of Moses.
现在在天国里面。
Now we are in the kingdom of.
我们所遵守的是天国的律法。
What we are abiding is the law of kingdom.
等等，你看见。
And so we see.
这个律法比那个律法要求高得多了。
And we know the demands of this law is higher than the old.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers,
因着这个缘故，
and because of this,
当你再读下去的时候，
and you will continue reading,
你就很清楚了。
And you will be very clear.
今天在这个国里面，
and today in this kingdom,
他对于义有一个要求的。
And there is a demand for this righteousness.
有两种不同的义。
There are two different righteousness.
一个是文士和法利赛人的义。
And that is the righteousness of the Pharisee and the scribe.
这个刚好是旧约的时候。
And that, of course, is the Old Testament.
你知道在旧约，你只要行律法，你就有律法的义。
And we know that if you were to abide the laws in the Old Testament, then you will have the righteousness of the law.
谁解释律法？
Who explained the law?
文士。谁遵守文士所解释的律法？
Who kept the laws that the scribes had?
法利赛人。
The Pharisees.
所以他们说。 如果在旧约有两个人上天堂的话，一个是文士，另外一个法利赛人。如果你遵守所有的旧约律法，你就能够进入永生。进入永生就是你能有份于将来的弥赛亚国。但是弟兄姊妹，现在你看见有一义叫做门徒的义。
And there is the righteousness of the disciples.
如果你有文士和法利赛人的义，
if you have the righteousness of the Pharisees,
你可以进入千年国属地的部分。
We can enter the millennial kingdom that belongs to the earthly compartment.
但是主呼召我们，
but when the Lord called us,
他我们要呼召我们进入他的国和他的荣耀。
He's going to call us into his kingdom and into his glory.
而这个国乃是天国。
And this kingdom is a heavenly kingdom.
所以这个时候呢，如果你进到那个天国里面，
so if you will enter into this kingdom,
你要遵守那个国度的律法。
You need to abide the laws of this kingdom.
结果你就有那个天国里面的义。
And so that you will have the righteousness of the kingdom.
也就是门徒的义。
And that is the righteousness of the disciples.
但是弟兄姊妹，请记得，在旧约没有一个人能靠着行律法成义。
And we know that in the Old Testament, no one will be justified by the law.
在新约标准比旧约更高，但是感谢为什么？
Why?
现在主给我们看见，
Now the Lord has enabled us to see
这些人是义人，
These are the righteous.
这个国度是属于这些义人的国度，
And this kingdom belongs to the righteous.
他们因信称义，
Because they are justified by faith.
所以他们是义人，
And so they are righteous.
他们得救以后，
After they are saved,
他们不光是因信称义，
Not only they are justified by faith,
以基督做他们的义，
Then,
他们穿上基督的袍子，
they put on the garments of,
结果他们就蒙神的悦纳。但是不同，在这里门徒还有一个义，
and there is another righteousness of
这个就是启示录十九章那里所说的圣徒的义。
And that refers to the righteousness of the saints in Revelation 21.
但圣灵在我们身上结果子的结果。
And that is the result of the Holy Spirit that bears fruit in us.
弟兄姊妹，主怎么说呢？
What is the Lord?
你们的义如果不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，
if your righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees,
你们就不能进天国。
Then you are forbid to enter into the kingdom.
所以这个天国是指着属天的部分。
And so this kingdom of heaven refers to the heavenly.
所以就这么明白吗？这个施洗约翰注意的是属地的。
And we know that John Baptist only focused what.
我们主所讲的就是属天的。
What our Lord say is refers to the heavenly compartment.
所以下面就告诉我们。
And so it tells us
什么叫门徒的义。
What is meant by the righteousness of the.
什么叫门徒的义。
What is the righteousness.
文士和法利赛的义是什么。
And we know what is the righteousness of the.
不可以杀人。
You cannot commit murder.
什么叫门徒的义。
What is the righteousness of the disciples.
连恨都不可以。
Can even hate your brother.
明白吗？什么叫做文士和法利赛人的义？
What is the righteousness of the Pharisees?
你不可以有奸淫的动作。
You cannot have any actions of the adultery.
但是什么叫做门徒的义？
And what is the righteousness of the disciples?
你连念头都不可以。
You can't even have the conception.
不光行为是罪，思想也是罪。
That you know not only the action is sin, but your thought is also.
这叫什么？
What is this?
这叫门徒的义。
This is the righteousness of the.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们呼召被进入这样的国度。
And so we are called.To enter this type of kingdom.
那旧约是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
We know that in the Old Testament is eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
在旧约的国度里面，
in the old kingdom of the Old Testament,
这是公平的原则。
This is for justice.
原因在哪里呢？
The reason is,
因为神知道很清楚。
Because God knows very well.
照着我们的肉体的话，
according to our flesh,
如果你挖我一个眼睛，
if you got out one of my eyes,
我一定挖他两个眼睛。
I will got out two of his eyes.
他打掉我一个牙齿，
he will able to strike with my one teeth.
One tooth.
One tooth.
我要打他一排的牙齿。
I will make sure that all his teeth will drop.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们的肉体。
This is our flesh.
什么叫律法？
What is the law?
律法要限制我们的肉体。
Because the law is going to govern our flesh.
你懂吗？是一个眼睛对一个眼睛。
One eye for an eye.
一个牙齿对一个牙齿。
A tooth for a tooth.
你明白吗？你知道犹太以色列将军他们讲过这句话。
You know the generals of the Israelites, they made.
所以大家都怕以色列，为什么？
Why is it that they were very afraid of Israel?
他报复起来不得了啊！
And you know when the revenge comes, it's something that they cannot withstand.
有一个将军讲了一句很有名的话。
And one general has spoken a very famous sentence.
他说我们不是基督徒。
He said, we are not Christians.
人家打我一个牙齿，我要打他一排牙齿。
They were we were to start one, two, I will make sure that I will strike all his
people. 不要忘记,
not forget.
这是旧约弟兄姊妹。This
is the Old Testament.
你看见神界的摩西说, 以言还言, 以牙还牙。
God has to Moses spoken an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做, 什么叫做, 这个门徒的义呢?
What is the righteousness?
当人打你的右脸，你要左脸转过来给他打。
Those who struck your cheek, you have to turn another cheek.
人要你的礼，你给他外衣。
When you talk about your cloth, you have to give it to them.
人逼你走一里路，你陪他走两里。
If you are forced to walk 1 mile, you have to walk 2 miles.
根据罗马的律法。
According to the laws of the Romans.
因为有的时候他们需要很多的人力。
Because they need. Many manpower.
比方说，一个地方搬东西搬到另外一个地方。
Because they need to transport things from one location.
人力不够了。
They have not enough manpower.
他常常找马路的人，你来，你来把这个东西从这里搬到那里。
And they will help those who are at the wayward to help to move this.
但是罗马的律法很严谨的。
But Roman rules are very strict.
他怕罗马兵丁啊会违反这些兵，违反罗马的法律。
Because they were very afraid that they will violate the Roman rules.
所以如果你告诉他，你可以强迫他们走一里路，那么好了，他们。 一定会叫他们走一万里路。
Of course, they ask them to walk 1 mile. They may ask them to walk 10,000 miles.
但是不要忘记，罗马的法律说。
But the laws of Romans say.
你最多走一里就好了。
The most you can walk only 1 mile.
走一里路以后，你可以不走。
After 1 mile, you do not have to continue.
这是法律说的。
This is the law.
但是弟兄姊妹，天国的王是怎么说的？
But what did the king of the kingdom say?
罗马皇帝说。
The Roman emperor says,
你只要陪他走一里,
you only have to follow him for another.
下面你可以拒绝了,
you can refuse the next month.
但是天上的国, 天国的王怎么说?
But what does the king